Please welcome back our very important puzzler, John Turturro. Now, John, I see that you brought a lifeline with you to play this round.
Yes, she's my better half.
She's your better half. Would you like to introduce her to the listeners at home?
It's Kathy Borowitz. She's my wife.
Oh, how lovely. Catherine, would you say you have a trivia expertise if we had to nail down a category?
No, he's just totally desperate. No.
She has lots of degrees. Give her some hard questions.
Pop culture is completely useless.
But you have lots of degrees?
Yes, she has many degrees.
Oh, yeah, what are they in?
Well, music and linguistics first, and then education with reading disabilities, and then drama. That's where I met John.
Yeah. I didn't have a reading disability, even though I'm a little dyslexic. I mean, almost.
Well, lucky for you, we are quizzing you two about someone that I believe you like very much, Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Sure.
Now, you all work together. Okay. You all work together in a film, Romance and Cigarettes. Is that how you got to know him, or did you know him before?
No, I worked in another movie, Search and Destroy, with Chris. And I also directed him in Illuminata, which Kathy was in, right, with Chris. And then I directed him in Romance and Cigarettes. And I think, is there any other film I was in with him? I think, no. That's it, yes.
Thank God.
Oh, and God's Behaving Badly. Yes, I did
like
four
films.
God's Behaving Badly. Chris is one of the funniest people you could ever meet, and he's actually a really sweet guy, too.
Well, we were delighted that this is what you wanted us to write a quiz about.
All right.
So we are about to learn a lot more about the actor whose real name is Ronald Walken.
Ronnie, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, his real name is Ronnie. He was a backup dancer for Mimi Van Doren. And she said to him one night after the show, he was one of her trio, because he was a dancer first. She said, you know, I don't see you as a Ronnie. I see you as a Chris. And Chris said, okay, yeah, sure. And he said to me, you know, I'm a little depressed about that because I'm much more of a Nick. So when I directed him in Romance and Cigarettes, I was going to actually say introducing Nick Walken. You know what I mean? I still like to do that someday. He's the greatest.
I like that he has other names for himself.
Yeah. Well, it's true, right? Don't you feel like sometimes?
Oh, are you kidding? With a name like Ophira, I'm like, please call me Debbie, Jane, Sally. I'll take anything.
Okay, Sally.
Yeah, go. Sally. Sally's kind of sweet. Okay, so if you get enough questions right, Steven Schoenfelder in Seattle, Washington, is going to win the hottest item that we have on the Ask Me Another prize package. It's an anagram T-shirt. So stakes are high, all right?
All right. God.
Get ready.
Go for it, John.
It's hard to imagine, but Chris Walken was almost cast in the sci-fi classic Star Wars. Walken was reportedly George Lucas's second choice to play which of these iconic roles? Han Solo, Darth Vader, or C-3PO?
Darth Vader. But he could also be Han Solo. He just would be a more eccentric version of it.
Han Solo is the right answer. That's right. Who George Lucas.
Okay. So that's the wrong answer I gave, really.
Is the wrong answer, and then you gave the right answer.
Right.
Because you thought about
Han Solo. I like
it
if you said, my name's Han Solo. And I'm going to blow you out of here, man, Darth Vader. I would have liked Star Wars a lot better if Chris Walken was in it. I never even saw Star Wars until 20 years later, but if Chris would have been in it, Han Solo. Yeah. I'm Hans, and I'm going solo.
Walken supposedly lived on bananas, water, and rice for a whole week to achieve a gaunt look for which one of his movies?
The Deer Hunter.
That is correct. Before becoming an actor, one of Walken's early jobs was as what? Was it a Major League Baseball player, a singing telegram performer, or a lion tamer?
A singing telegram performer, right?
Catherine, you agree? Yeah. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Wrong. Lion tamer.
Lion tamer, yes. Sure.
I know.
I was going to say that. Sure. I was in that cage with a lion. No wonder he's the way he is. Yeah. Now, lion trying to eat me. And I said, whoa, lion. I'm out of here. I could do Chris for hours.
This is amazing.
I've spent a lot of time with him. Oh. This is better than the right answers. This is entertainment. Forget the right answers.
No need.
Sure. Next question. Yeah, go ahead.
According to Walken, what is one thing he ignores when he reads a script?
Punctuation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I cross it all out. And stage directions, too. He cries. He chokes. I just feel it and do it. That's it. No, he takes out the punctuation.
He's also a devoted cat owner. And supposedly he once said, I think that if actors had blank, it would change everything. Do you know what he was referring to? I have choices for you. Was it claws, tails, or litter boxes? What do you think, Catherine?
Tails.
Yes.
Way to go. Sure.
And
a tail is good. Especially if you can wag it.
I love that he thinks that would change everything in acting. Oh, it's just so much better.
Okay.
Art Chung, how do our contestants do?
I think we're all winners here.
Oh, fantastic. You got enough rights. Steven is going to get an Ask Me Another T-shirt. And you guys were, incredible. Big hand
Thank
for
you.
VIPs, John Turturro and Catherine Borowitz.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Christopher walking in Memphis, walking with his feet 10 feet off a beat. Christopher walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Christopher walking in Memphis, walking with his feet 10 feet off a beat. Christopher walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Jonathan Colton.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can. Christopher walking in Memphis, walking with his feet 10 feet off a beat. Christopher walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Christopher walking in Memphis, walking with his feet 10 feet off a beat. Christopher walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way?
Jonathan Colton.